Hey, welcome to episode 195.5. New music. Today's Friday. All the new music comes out. We had a bunch of new stories. So I thought we'd come on and let me welcome in Eddie.
Hey.
Who's my new music correspondent, which, by the way, we'll be doing a podcast real soon about bands that have had more than one lead singer.
Yeah, I like that.
So we'll have that coming up too. But today's Friday, so a lot of new music and a lot of new stories. I thought we'd take a second to talk about these. So first of all, Slipknot has the number one album in America.
Yeah.
Do I have Slipknot over here?
Yeah, on the right.
Okay. Slipknot.
I couldn't tell you one song of theirs. But I do know they wear clown masks.
Slipknot sold 118,000 copies of their new album, We Are Not Your Kind. Wow. Enough to earn their number one spot. It's their first number one album in 18 years.
People still buying full albums?
Well, sometimes you'll see artists win the album war because they're putting out full albums. Mm. And
fan base, right?
And no, but yes. Meaning when the Backstreet Boys had the biggest album, they weren't streamed the most. But they sold the most hard albums.
Wow, hard copy albums.
It's a weird thing. You can almost find any way to make yourself look victorious at this point because there's so many data points that you can use.
Interesting. So, streaming number ones.
And they do, and they'll also do this many streams equals this many albums. Mm. Then you can combine them. But that being said, Slipknot has the number one album in America.
Not going to take that away from them.
Can't take that away. That's what you do
best! Mike, do you like this music?
I love this music.
Oh, you do?
I love Slipknot.
What's wrong with you?
It's loud.
Obviously, there are 118,000 people that agree with Mike D.
And they sell a lot of vinyl, too, so a lot of that's hard copy.
Billie Eilish, after a record-breaking 19 weeks at number one, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, has fallen to Billie Eilish, who's now number one with the song right here. So you're a tough guy, like you really rough guy. That song was holding the record for the longest number two song ever.
Yeah.
And now Old Town Road fell, and there you go. Goodbye, Old Town Road. Yeah. Hello, Billie Eilish. So you're a tough guy, like you really rough guy. And then finally in music news, Taylor Swift can re-record all the music she did for her previous label, but she has to wait about a year to do it. On Good Morning America yesterday, she said, quote, my contract says that starting November 2020, I can record albums 1 through 5 all over again.
Interesting.
This is my prediction on what happens. That this is a negotiation tactic to buy her stuff back.
Oh, wow. So she doesn't actually re-record them.
Again, just me seeing this and hearing this, it's a smart move by her to go, I'm just going to re-record them, because it then makes the records that she has, that Big Machine owns,
yeah,
to go, oh, crap, we don't want her to do that, because if she does, it's going to make ours not worth as much because people won't be streaming those. I'll stream her new stuff.
Correct.
We'll lose value, so we should probably sell for her for the most that we can. My prediction is that is that play.
And that's a good business angle. I mean, that probably is the play, but artistically, creatively, like, it's kind of cool to have the option to go back to your songs and say, like, you know what, I've grown as an artist, but I can do Tim McGraw in a total different way now.
Yeah, but she's not going to do it a total different way. I think you're missing the point. She wants to do it as close to absolutely the same as possible.
That's just dumb.
Well, no, it's not dumb, because what it is she's going to make money listening to that song. If anyone listens to Tim McGraw right now, which millions of people do, she's not making the money off that. Which she shouldn't, by the way. Because she signed a contract to make that, and she was paid to do.
Correct.
She fulfilled her part of the deal. They fulfilled their part of the deal. That's why a deal is made.
Is this the first time you ever talked about that?
I don't know.
I think this is the first time you've ever talked.
Maybe privately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Privately, we've had this conversation.
But if she were to recreate it, she would recreate it as close as possible.
Just to have it her own. I get it.
Because most people, if they were looking for Tim McGraw, wouldn't want to hear a new version from Taylor. Most people would want to go, I want to hear Tim McGraw, and they want to listen to Tim McGraw. So her goal would be to make it exactly so exact to the first one that if you're going to find that song, you're going to, half of them are going to listen to her, yeah, new one. But they never sound exactly the same.
That's no, they're not going to.
Right.
But because, you know, 15-year-old Taylor is not going to sound like her now. But see, again, that is selflessly her idea and like her motive, but for the consumer, like, we already have the song. We don't care who owns it.
Right, so we would go listen to the new version too. It's just a business move on her.
I know.
She makes no money if you go listen. I say no, she does still make money off of it. But she doesn't make as much money listening to,
if she owned 100% of
it. If she had the rights to them. So
interesting.
It's not new versions. She wants to make them sound exactly like the old, so instead of going and listen to the old that she doesn't own, you listen to the new that she does.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly the same.
It's going to be so weird. It's like old Coke, new Coke. Like, whatever.
Well, those at least taste different on purpose.
You're right.
I don't think she'll record her new albums.
Hmm.
I think this is a play. She'll end up buying the old ones because they're going to go, don't do that because we're going to lose our value. And the best thing we can do is get as much value as we can right now.
You're probably right.
Just a guess. Know nothing. Mm-hmm. I have no inside knowledge of that. Those are the big music stories. There is some new music out today I wanted to play for you guys. I'll play you some Taylor. So Taylor's record came out today, and it's called Lover. This is the song with the Dixie Chicks called Soon You'll Be Good Enough. Here you go. Ooh, soon you'll get better. Ooh, soon you'll get better. And that song is supposedly about her mom's battle with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to it this morning before I came in. I wasn't awake last night when the record actually was uploaded to Apple Music or Spotify. And so I heard it this morning, and I was like, oh, man, it's a great song. I love the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's a really personal and vulnerable topic. And so it's a good song.
She's so good at writing songs that are just real and, like, about a serious topic, but just trying to turn that into a song that everybody will like is hard. And she did it, man. It's really good.
Here's Archer. Awake in the night, a pace like a ghost. The room is on fire, invisible smoke, and all of my heroes. Here is Lover. Is that uploaded weird? Does that song sound like that?
That's how it sounds, yeah.
Oh, really?
Is that the album title?
Yeah, Lover. Yeah. So those are all out. Our friend Adam Hambrick has a song called Forever Ain't Long Enough, if you want to check it out today. Forever ain't long enough for the fire that I have in my heart for you. No, there ain't enough ticks on the clock to do all of the things that I want to do with you. I never want to stop chasing heaven on your lips when you kiss me. Baby, even if I had an eternity to give you all. Who, for a while, was one of the Raging Idiots.
Yeah.
We needed a guitar player, so he played some shows with us.
He put on a jumpsuit like the rest of us and played with us.
He wrote Dan and Shay, How Not To. He wrote Somebody Else Will for Justin Moore. So, and he has this song, Forever Ain't Long Enough, that came out today. Today, Friday, new music. Let's see, Zach Brown Band has a song called Need This. I'll play this for you. These are days we can't get back. Oh, yeah. Get down to business, get in, drive all night, just a witness. Light me up like 12 days of Christmas. All I know is right now I need this. Pick up sun's out, shoes all my goodness. Sipping seaside, I call it fitness. Too damn young, too much fun to quit this. All I know is right now I need this. Interesting, huh?
Who is that?
Zach
is that
Brown,
him
man.
Singing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Doesn't sound like him.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
To me.
Oh, man. I felt like maybe he was letting someone else in the band sing.
Oh, I don't think so. You can look it up. I didn't think so. I thought it sounded like Zach.
I do like the sound. Very different.
These are days we can't. Zach?
No, keep going. These are days we can't get back.
Juggling bag, let's get down to business. Get in, drive all night. Just maybe at that part. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't sound like him. Maybe.
I just assumed it was.
Definitely a different sound.
Jake Owen did a whole thing called Sounds from Soundcheck. And this is Never Could Toe the Mark. Do you know who sings this originally?
No. Let me hear it. The only thing that changes in my mind is I never could toe the mark, and I never could walk the line. He sings it like a classic country guy, like maybe Waylon.
It is a Waylon Jennings song.
Okay, he's singing it like Waylon. So are these songs that he like recorded during soundcheck?
I would assume that he recorded them and maybe patched them up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
Let me see what other songs are on there. So that's out today. I wonder if it's a whole, I guess it's not a whole, it's just one song of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's going to put out more. I was watching his Insta story where he was like showing different like work tapes of this stuff. So Jake Owen has that, which is the Waylon song.
And I don't know if we ever talked about this, but a lot of people don't know, but Pearl Jam, when they did Last Kiss, that version was a soundcheck recording. They never went into the studio and recorded Last Kiss. It was just something they got from a soundcheck and said, hey, we already have that. Let's put that out.
Yeah.
So kind of same concept.
Like a Africa record.
Yeah.
Like an AIDS benefit record.
It's right.
Yeah. Let's do... Midland has a new record out today. And here is Every Song's a Drinking Song from the guys from Midland.
Every song's a drinking song when you're drinking. The bows do slow.
They got a whole album out.
Dude, today. I love it.
Yeah.
Like that, like Midland's growing on me. Just because I think at the very beginning, and I don't mean to sound this make it sound the wrong way, but the very beginning it was kind of a novelty act for me. Kind of just like, oh, they look cool. They look like a throwback band. They play music that sounds older. It's kind of cool. But I wasn't really now it's like I like it. I love that their sound is like that.
Grace Potter came in on the show, and it was cool for us. I'm a huge Grace Potter fan. She came in and did she did Stars, which is an older song of hers, and then we played for the first time Love is Love, which is out. Here is Love is Love.
Love is love. It takes a hold. It'll change your life. Make you lose control. You can't explain the things it does. But hearts are hard.
Yeah, she was super cool, too. She sat right up there, and I made her, well, I asked her. I was like, hey, just go ahead and check out your vocal and your guitar. I need to make sure it sounds good. Like, I have any control of what stuff sounds like.
She's like, are you guys good? No, keep going.
I'm like, no, let me get a little more. Mike D's up. He's like, I'm good. I'm like, shh.
Mike, shut up.
I'm like, no, we sound perfect. You're like, no, keep going.
Yeah, I'm like, would you give me a little vocal? And she'll be like, I can't look at the star. And just nailing. I was like, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, give me a little more. Okay, that sounds good. Being a little selfish.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. So that's out. That's new music today. Sturgill Simpson has a song called Sing Along. Here you go.
Sing the strand of spiders, just dancing in the sun. Please don't turn around and leave you.
You know, he was one of the characters in that movie that they took completely off. The one where...
Oh, The Hunt?
The Hunt, which he was one of the secondary characters who had a big part. He was one of the people being hunted. And they just canceled the movie. Maybe eventually it comes out?
I don't think so.
Ever?
No.
Do you know what the movie was about?
No.
So the movie was about these folks that are rich and then all of these... they call them like deplorable characters are out in the field and and they get to go hunt them.
I saw this on TV. Like I saw a commercial for it.
They were running commercials for it.
And then, they ended up canceling it. No, there's no way they just trashed that.
Again, will it come out eventually? It was right when the shootings happened in El Paso.
Oh, wow.
And there was a real political connotation to it as well, which I don't think they had in mind exactly whenever they made it, but they cut the movie.
And how big of a role was Sturgill?
I think he was one of the people being hunted.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Like, big acting role.
Yeah.
They've done that before where they've delayed stuff, but never just straight up canceled it.
Have they ever said they were canceling something and later? Because they've got to put it out at some point in some way.
But it's just so much money goes into making that and, like, time. Like, and then that's Sturgill's big break right there as an actor. And then,
Like, I remember when The Punisher was going to come out, the Vegas shooting happened.
And they held it back.
They held it back.
How long did they wait on that?
Probably a month.
Yeah, but they didn't say they were holding this one. They were, like, canceled.
Yeah, canceled.
Wow. Yeah, even the president was tweeting about it. Like, I can't believe you would put this movie out.
That's crazy. What do you think about this song, this sound?
It's not country. He says it's not country, too.
So he just kind of went different...
Like, I'm doing a different kind of record.
Interesting. I like it. Sounds cool.
Here's one of my favorite artists. And I just saw it pop up in my feed because I listened to a lot of his music. So Hobo Johnson... who Keith Urban told me about a long time ago. So I've been listening to
Hobo Johnson.
Yeah, I didn't know you liked him.
I listen to everything Hobo
really?
Johnson. Yeah.
I like him too.
Frank? You know Hobo Johnson?
No, tell me more about Hobo Johnson.
This song is called Subaru Crosstrek 9, I think is what it is. Or XV, here you go.
I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet. What's the point of being cool? Cut your hair and get a job like the rest of us do. Don't play guitar in the park and just sit. If I hear another G chord, I'm breaking your shit. Nothing like a Subaru Crosstrek. Suspension is soft as a cute little baby neck. My clique orders club salads and look like they all sing ballads. I could have bought a Lambo happily, but the insurance is high and I kinda want a family. Why does dad have a Lambo? He was insecure about himself, son, let it go. Nothing like.
So is it.
This is you. This is like you're totally your style.
Yeah, I know.
Fighting another man because he cut me off in traffic and my morning started back. I'm glad that his kids got to see that his dad's a giant prick and that he got what he needs. Nothing like crying in a Subaru Crosstrek.
You ever watch the NPR Tiny Desk concert with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awkward looking.
Yeah.
His whole, he's got a real band.
Well, that's how he got discovered.
Was the Tiny Desk.
Was he submitted a video for that to be on that? And that video got like more views, like 9 million views. And it's just him like in a backyard playing with his friends and wow. singing that song.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anyway, I have a lot of Hobo Johnson on my computer.
It just totally sounds like something you would really be into.
I fly a lot.
I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would have bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet.
Mike, do you anything new you saw?
I like the new Lana Del Rey.
What's it called?
F it, I love you.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
He looks around.
Turn this into something sweet. It's out this week?
Yeah, it just came out today.
Turn the radio on, dancing to a pop song. Love you. Bleep out the F word.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's broken. Sounds like it broke.
A lot of F words.
Skipping there. You like Lana Del Rey?
I do. I didn't like her in the beginning. I think she has to kind of grow on you. Like, that voice is just kind of, can go either way. You can hate it or love it. But I'm into it.
Well, I don't hate it. I think all this. What is that song I like of hers? What's her biggest song?
Summertime Sad.
Summertime Sadness. Mm-hmm.
Summertime.
Yeah. Sounds good. What are you going to say, Eddie?
What does she look like? It's like a lot. Is she hot?
I think so.
Okay, because she sounds hot.
Well, is that even fair?
Yeah, I mean, I some people that just have those voices are just like,
Yeah, and then people think that about me. It's like, oh, he's on the radio.
They
like,
look you up. Oh, he's nerdy.
Wah, wah.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
She is actually, isn't she the daughter of the, no, I'm thinking of Rooney Mara, who's the daughter, the actress who's the daughter of one of the Giants owners. But Lana Del Rey is somebody too, like the Jets, one of the Jets owners.
Really?
I think so. See what her relationship is with
Robert England Grant.
Is that her dad?
Yeah.
What's he do?
Construction worker in...
Maybe. I could be totally wrong.
Duluth. Don't know.
I used to remember these artists who come from really rich families because I resent them a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh.
I remember feeling about that. Feeling like that about...
I could be wrong about her. I'm trying to find out what's up.
Like the Strokes.
Yeah.
I used to love the Strokes. And I still like the Strokes, but I mean... They came from, like, I think one of the dads was a record exec, and then another one had a lot of money, and it's just like, oh, man, they had it. Like, that's why they got the chance.
Adam Levine.
Rich?
Super rich.
Mm-hmm. You can kind of see that, though.
Well, you know, what's happened is, in my mind, since they had a bunch of money, they didn't have to, like, support themselves. They could just go be creative and...
Yeah.
And I'm just resentful because I didn't have that opportunity.
Yeah, it's like when you don't have money, it's like, go work.
Yeah, you got to eat. You got to pay car insurance. Yeah. And I shouldn't feel that way because hopefully my kids won't have to worry about car insurance.
Right.
Her dad's apparently like a rich real estate broker.
So he is rich?
Yeah.
Here are some celebrities that came from wealthy families. Beyonce's dad was apparently, had some money, worked at Xerox, and I guess did well for himself.
Okay.
I didn't know.
I've met him before.
Beyonce's dad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Matthew Knowles?
Yeah,
I have too.
Oddly, right?
Yeah.
He seems like a good businessman. Just the way he carries himself.
Taylor Swift's dad was loaded.
Was he?
Yeah, and he put a bunch of money into her deal initially. He is a Merrill Lynch financial advisor.
Mm.
Her dad is a Merrill Lynch financial advisor. She grew up riding horses on her family's Pennsylvania property and spent summers in their vacation home in New Jersey. So, let's see if anybody else pops up on that. Lana Del Rey went to boarding school and is the daughter of a real estate broker. She's the daughter of Rob Grant, a real estate broker and the president and CEO of Web Media Properties. Again, I'm unfair and being like, eh. I'm just jealous mostly.
I love that there's a list of these people though.
And they're Lady Gaga.
Oh, what did her parents do?
They both attended the prestigious Convent of the Sacred Heart Private Catholic School in Manhattan. I'm not sure. Maybe they got a grant for that one.
Two grants, probably.
Yeah, I know. These are other people that I'm looking at that aren't in music. But like, for example, Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah? Well, but her dad isn't Richard Dreyfus,
right? She comes from major money.
I always thought her dad was Richard Dreyfus.
Her great-great-grandfather founded the Louis-Dreyfus Company. They make billions in agriculture.
Wow.
I think she has like $1 billion.
Really? God, that's nice.
She spent much of her childhood in other countries before attending the Holton Arms School in Bethesda, Maryland. But, yeah.
But you know what? Good for them for doing something good with their lives.
Oh, they could have been a burnout.
Yep. Which, I know those stories. A lot of stories, people I know like
probably
that.
Probably most.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just jealous.
I have a buddy of mine. His dad won the lottery and, like, it's just that whole...
Like, how big a lottery? Like, life-changing lottery?
Life-changing. A lifer lottery.
Not, like, $40,000 that makes your life easy for a few years.
Nah, like, he quit his job and... Everybody was great.
Millions.
But then, you know, it's like bad. The family just went bad. Like one of them died and one of the kids, drug addict. Like it's just bad. So yeah, so there's that side of it. Yeah, you do have all the time to be creative, but then you have a lot of time to just like do nothing too.
Anything else on the agenda, Mike?
That's it.
It's new music here on Friday. It's the day records come out for the most part. Sometimes artists will put songs out on Wednesday and Thursday too. But what happens is they're tracked from Friday to Thursday. So that's why they put them out on Friday, because they used to track on Tuesday.
Yeah, I feel like New Music Tuesday was a thing.
Yeah, and then it would be both, and now because they track Friday to Thursday, that's the 1 week span where you get your data and see how well your song did.
Interesting.
So if people want to be tracked properly, they put it out on Friday.
Friday.
Like us, we do Raging Idiots, we put it on like Tuesday or Wednesday because we don't want to be in the mix for it.
Right.
We just want to be like, look at our song.
Yeah, we want to be alone.
There are no other songs today. Just listen to ours.
Our movie's still coming out on Friday too?
For the most part. Tuesday occasionally now.
Yeah.
But for the most part, Friday. Yeah. Unless it's a holiday.
Yeah, they come out like on Wednesday.
They can get a better run if they come out on a Tuesday or even a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because they'll make money midweek. But yeah, still, for the most part, Fridays.
I was having the lesson with my son the other day because he loves movies. And I think one day he wants to be a movie maker. So I start giving him the lesson of just like, why do these movies come out on Christmas? Why do these movies come out on Thanksgiving? He just like, just the business side of it. The easy 101 stuff. And
he's does like, music interest him at all?
Not as much as movies. He likes music, and he's on top of music, and he stays current with music. But no, movies, he knows everything about them. He knows when they're in the making of like a certain movie.
Yeah,
who's behind it? Directors' names, all of it.
You can follow Eddie on Instagram at Producer Eddie.
Yeah, yep. You squinted like you don't know. Do you follow me, right?
I do, but I don't know anybody's names really. It's like phone numbers. Once you put it in your phone, back at it again? So at Producer Eddie on Instagram, check out the Sore Losers podcast, which is a dude / sports show that these three knuckleheads do, and you can listen to that. We can't wait for Mike D's movie podcast.
Cannot wait.
The people are just craving it.
I'm ready for it.
Every day I get a message. Not so much about your podcast. I just get a message.
Just
every
a message. Dude,
just a random message. Yeah, it's just a random message, but I just wanted to say we're also looking forward to that.
As am I.
All right, well, this is new music on Friday. Share some with you. Hope you like some of it. Appreciate you.
We're going to try to do more of this?
If there's enough.
Yeah.
Today, Taylor came out. That was a big deal. And I wanted to mention some of that Billie Eilish story and that Slipknot. And then we just kind of put some other ones in there.
Cool, I enjoyed it.
Maybe people will like this. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for ways to hear new music.
Oh, yeah, me too.
There's just so much out there that almost you catch none now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, playlists are big for me, just kind of just getting on a random playlist on like Spotify or any of those. And then I'll just kind of learn from there. But I have a hard time remembering who people are.
Me too. Like the playlist, I'll hit it, but I'm like, who was that song 4 songs ago?
right.
And I don't go back to it.
I do. And there's a sign of me getting old where I hear a song, I'm like, oh my gosh, that song's just terrible. And then I hear it on the radio like a few weeks later or a month later. It's like, oh, well, there you go. My taste of music.
Thank you for listening to the Bobbycast. We put this at 0.5 because it's only like a half an hour episode, and nice. So we wanted to hit it. Eddie and I will be doing an episode coming up next time on famous bands that have had more than one singer, and if it worked out well for them, if it didn't, And that'd be a nice little music knowledge one for you. All right, thank you guys. See you next time on the Bobbycast. Bye, everybody.